He has no self-control. He can't keep his criticisms. If it's about personas, if it's about character, she wins. And she'll win easily.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Donald Trump is freaking out over the presidential debate. Donald Trump has lost his marbles with raging, babbling posts and threats the day before the presidential debate with Kamala Harris. He promises to jail his opponents and impeach Harris. He's still crying about the 2020 election, claiming he won and Democrats cheated. He rage posted on Truth Social with long threats, complaints, and insults. The day before the debate, he posted this radical rant on his failing Truth Social. It reads, "Cease and desist! I, together with many attorneys and legal scholars, am watching the sanctity of the 2024 presidential election very closely because I know, better than most, the rampant cheating and skullduggery that has taken place by the Democrats in the 2020 presidential election. It was a disgrace to our nation. Therefore, the 2024 election, where votes have just started being cast, will be under the closest professional scrutiny. And when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include a long-term prison sentence, so that this depravity with justice does not happen again." Oh my God. "We cannot let our country further devolve into a third world nation, and we won't." And it goes on and on and on. Literally, it goes on and on. He then went back into the old narrative about mail-in ballots, and it reads, "An interview by Tucker Carlson of an election expert indicates that 20% of the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania are fraudulent." Now, I'm going to stop there, because the reason why he's bringing up Pennsylvania is most analysts say that is going to be the state that decides the election. It's a very important state for either candidate. And as a matter of fact, many analysts say that if Kamala Harris gets Pennsylvania, that's it. She won. So by just coincidence, many election experts, according to Tucker Carlson, you know, the guy that hangs out in Russia and tells everybody how beautiful it is, the expert is indicating that 20% of mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania are fraudulent. Wow, what a coincidence. How convenient. But his post goes on to say, "Here we go again. Where is a U.S. Attorney General and FBI to investigate? Where is the Pennsylvania Republican Party? We will win Pennsylvania by a lot, unless the Dems are allowed to cheat. The RNC must activate now." Wow, this man is just unbelievable. Of all states where there's 20% cheating, it's the most important state, Pennsylvania. This clown, I swear, once again, it goes back to what he's been saying. If he wins, it was a perfect election. If he loses, it was rigged. And just recently, his latest poll was an insult rant about Kamala Harris. And that reads, "Comrade Kamala Harris goes to an ultra-left-wing Trump-hating spice shop," which I hear has terrible overpriced products, "and calls for unity as people begin to realize that she is a Marxist, far more liberal than crazy Bernie Sanders or even Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren." Her poll numbers are beginning to crash. Who are they gonna put up next? How about a Biden comeback? Okay, so just as predicted, first of all, when the polls change, he goes back to the rigged election narrative. It's the typical game plan of all crooked dictators throughout the world. So this guy is truly freaking out over this election thing. I mean, he has gone bonkers. But this rapid, crazy, nut job posting, rapid posting is just, it's out of control. and it's getting worse the closer they get to the debate. Over the weekend, former President Donald Trump on Saturday called for modifying the 25th Amendment to allow for the removal of a vice president who lies and engages in a conspiracy to cover up the incapacity of a president, a political non-starter, and the latest escalation of his attacks on President Joe Biden and the change atop the Democratic ticket. If you do that with a cover-up of the President of the United States, it's grounds for impeachment immediately and removal from office, because that's what they did, Trump said during a campaign rally in Wisconsin. In the wake of Biden's poor June debate performance and his decision to end his presidential campaign a month later, Trump and his Republican allies have accused Vice President Harris and top Democrats of covering up a declining president's mental fitness. The Harris campaign declined to comment on Trump's remarks on Saturday. So now he's threatening to impeach. And I guarantee you, the Republican House is going to, they're going to implement that. They're a nut job along with him. Here's what top Republican poller Frank Luntz said about Trump's conduct and chances of winning.
Trump's strongest position right now is the policy differences between him and Harris. Inflation, which I call affordability. Immigration, which I talk about national security and the sense of safety and security. These are areas where Trump has the advantage. If it's about personas, if it's about character, she wins. And she'll win easily. If it's about policy, Trump has a 10-point advantage on affordability, a 12-point advantage on immigration. So he has to go. And the problem for Trump is he has the inability to do that. He has no self-control. He can't keep his criticisms. And if I'm her, I'm trying to find one word to summarize everything that she's thinking as Trump goes after her. And that word is, really?
Frank Luntz is a staunch right-wing Republican. He wants Trump to win. You can hear his frustration when he describes what Trump is doing. So the bottom line is, it's obvious that Trump is under a lot of pressure to perform at the debate. When he's under pressure, a lot of pressure, he does what he always has done. He folds and goes bonkers.
I just wanted to let you know I feel slutty and I feel sleazy.